We all go a little mad sometimes.
You know, it's Halloween. I guess everyone's entitled to one good scare, huh?
Sometimes. That is better.
Zombies have entered the building. They're at the door. They're coming in!
It is time to keep your appointment with the Wicker Man.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
You sick fucks, you've seen one too many movies.
Nah, Sid! Don't you blame the movies! Movies don't create psychos! Movies make psychos more creative!
Put the fucking lotion in the
bag! What an excellent day for an exorcism.
Welcome to WHM's Animation Damnation, loyal Patreon subscriber. I'm Andrew Jupin, alongside Stephen Sadak, Christopher Cabin, and Eric Sisko. We are here talking about a spooky, scary cartoon from the 1980s. It's called Count Duckula. Mm. The episode in question, One Stormy Night, original air date, September the 20th, 1988. This show was a spinoff of Danger Mouse.
Oh, right.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, big time. Yeah. Count Duckula was like a villain sort of in Danger Mouse.
I never watched Danger Mouse, and I never watched this.
Oh, really?
I never
watched
it.
We were both big on both in my house growing up. They were both bought for U.S. distribution by Nickelodeon. These are English cartoons that, like, Thames Animation Company or whatever it is.
I didn't watch the show, but I do remember the opening credit.
Yeah.
I remember the closing credits to Duckula. Uh-huh. I remembered that perfectly, and I hate this show.
Really?
I hated this show forever, and I like Danger Mouse.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But I forget, like, how is he a villain for Danger? He's a fucking imbecile.
They kind of like change the character a little bit, okay. I think is the idea. But this is like, this was sort of like sowing the seeds of Andrew Jupin, like horror goon.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like watching this, because like the intro and outro with great theme song, by the way.
Yes.
And Heart of Transylvania.
Yeah.
Like really fucking great. And it was
the
like,
Vampire Hall of Fame, yeah.
Yeah.
In the Heart of Transylvania, in the Vampire Hall of Fame, yeah.
You know. So it's like what, Nosferatu, all the Gary Oldmans.
Oh yeah, who would be in that? Would
all Edward the Gary Oldmans.
Would Edward Cullen make it to the Vampire Hall of Fame?
No, he'd get it. It would be like a Jared Kushner situation.
But
like, what's his name? His father in the movies. Matt
Mike Dexter.
Mike Dexter.
Oh, yeah.
Dexter would pay for him to get into the Hall of Fame because he needs some new blood, man.
He does. Shouldn't
all these be, old shits.
Shouldn't it be a Hall of Fang?
Could be a Hall of Fang.
You should have written the theme song.
So then would... Who of the Interview with the Vampire cast makes it? Do you get all three? Is it just Lestat?
Well, it's
Tom
not
Cruise?
The little girl.
Nope. She's doing some killing in that movie.
You know what, though? I think it would be a fucked up thing where, like, Lestat, Pitt, they get in. Mm. Dunst gets overlooked in favor of Yvette Banderas.
Oh,
yeah,
I see.
And you'd be like, that's a fucking snub.
Banderas is definitely getting in there.
Yeah, and you'd be like, that's a snub. Like, Kirsten Dunst vampire got snubbed.
She's a footnote in his.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
wow.
So I think that's where
it's going.
Sorry,
yeah.
I mean, you know, they don't treat the little girl vampire well enough as they should.
Well, and now these days they're trying to show diversity, so they put innocent blood in there.
Don't they view her as like an abomination? That's why the other vampire's trying to kill her in that fucking...
Yeah.
So there's your answer.
Stephen Ray and a bunch of like circus clowns come out and like gleefully murder her. It's kind of a creepy scene.
I don't know. I watched a ton of this because it was the right amount of like, why are we making this funny? And also like, it's really morbid and just bizarre. This is a weird show.
It's super weird.
Yeah.
It's like it's really conversational.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's a Noah Baumbach movie almost. Like he's like, I want to make a famous sandwich. I got all the stuff here. Hey, babe, we got bread. Hey, Igor, we got bread.
Yeah, he's a little bit of a big mouth, a big beak, if you will. And this episode starts with his nemesis, which is Dr. Von Goosewing.
Is he always his nemesis? Is that the idea, or is it just in this episode?
Yeah, he's a series regular.
Do they live in the same house?
Yeah, that's my question.
No, and that's why it makes no sense. So Von Gooswing is in like the attic of Castle Duckula, and he's making like a Frankenstein monster. And what you don't get in this episode, which happens quite a lot on this show, and it's quite dumb, the house can travel.
What? Yes.
The first episode of the show, like the pilot episode, the house travels to Egypt.
Okay. Duckula's moving castle.
Is it like a mirage, like and it just appears somewhere? Or is it like it gets up and walks? Or is it flying? Does it have wings?
It's like, you know, I think closest to the first thing you said.
Okay.
But yeah, it just transports places.
Oh, so that's weird. The animation budget on this show was, I think, like $100,000 an episode, which is decent. You know, the cocaine budget was about $400,000.
No. Yes.
In the writing room. All right, so if the house will just move. We'll move the house. We'll move the house.
And it's going to go to Egypt. All right, Tommy. It'll go to Egypt. Yeah,
does he come across a mummy? He's got to come across a mummy.
Probably. I don't really believe he does.
It's probably a duck mummy.
So is Gooseworth
a dummy?
Whatever this guy's name, the Frankenstein guy?
Von Gooswing.
Gooswing. So Gooswing. Did they model him on Sherlock Holmes for some reason?
No, I don't know why he looks like that. It's weird. I mean, because it's clearly supposed to be Dr. Van Helsing. I mean, I guess Van Helsing kind of looked like that in the Todd Browning movie a little bit, but not really.
I mean, at this point, I assume him to start solving crimes. No,
you know what it is? I think, doesn't he look like, I think he's modeled after Peter Cushing's Van Helsing from the Hammer films.
Possibly.
I think that's what he's supposed to look
Peter
like.
Peter Cushing looked worse than this fucking duck in Rogue One.
Yeah.
The cartoon of Peter Cushing. Right,
yeah. I would have rather had just Goosewing or Duckula telling me fucking the Death Star is good now.
Go full, honestly, with Rogue One, I wish they had gone full Roger Rabbit and just like...
You might as well.
Go full Animaniacs with this shit and just like paint them wild.
Oh, Darth Vader! I don't want to get the dip.
Man, a couple of Animaniacs on the Death Star. Boy.
That'd be a wild time, man.
It would be great.
He has a... Does the Frankenstein come back? Probably. It seems like a character. He's like a thing.
I honestly don't remember.
Yeah. He's a big, like, nebbish Frankenstein, I guess, is the gag. Yeah.
Very weird.
Uh-huh.
Odd. Very weird.
It's a bit off. And that, like, Doctor... So is Duckula, like, a baby, man? Like, why does he have a nanny? And, like, he's being read a bedtime story?
Yeah, well, it's a weird thing where, like, as the opening credits explain to you, it's like you can kill these duck vampires, but then once every 100 years,
they come
you
back.
Can bring one back, like, doing spells and whatnot. And, like, he's, you know, like, he came back wrong.
Sure.
Because Nanny fucked it up.
Oh.
Okay. And instead of using blood in the resurrection serum, she found catsup.
Oh. Okay,
and that's why he's like a vegetarian,
use, like sexual.
No,
I would have preferred if they had all put this all up front and let Alec Baldwin read it and like really given me this, because I need this is too much story for a fucking 20-minute cartoon.
Castle Duckula on Archer Avenue.
The Duckulas lived in the big house at the end of Archer Avenue. He was preternaturally smart.
And he used catsup instead of blood.
Evil Duckula had recorded a punk album in 1985 that'd give him quite a lot of riches by the time he had reached the age of 35.
Okay. Oh, all right. So you know what? You don't want to come with me? Okay, fine. You're a pig. You're a pig. You are a duck. You are a little spoiled duck. You're a little rotten spoiled duck, just like your mother. Oh, is this rolling?
His sister Margot had her fangs removed in the Act of Rebellion.
Before becoming a butler in Castle Duckula.
She's also a fucking pig.
Igor.
Oh, he's a sea sucker. Igor. I can't talk about that anymore. I got yelled at last time.
Igor was a rock journalist. Mainly working downtown on the Lower East Side's punk scene.
No.
Photographing bands.
I'll start reading the script now, Wes. I'm sorry.
He was also a fucking pig. That Igor is a fucking pig.
Count Duck, Castle Duckula then took a train to India and had a life-changing experience there.
They listened to the Kinks the whole time. Also, I'd fuck Nanny.
What happened to Nanny's arm? She got a broken arm.
That's just the gag.
Dude, she's always got a broken arm.
Listen, always.
If anyone asks, she fell down the stairs.
That's what I'm guessing.
She fell down the stairs and hit a door.
Yeah, don't ask Igor about that.
Yeah, you know what, man? It makes me a little uncomfortable. So he's trying to go to bed. Also, by the way, Benicula, the good people that wrote Benicula have a case against Count Duckula.
What's the year on Benicula?
79, man, or something like that. 77.
What is a Benicula?
Benicula is a delightful series of children books about... a rabbit that is a vampire that is also, but is a vegetarian, so it sucks the blood of celery.
And it also fucks a lot.
I mean,
Benicula fucked. Benicula fucked long, and Benicula fucked hard, that pig.
You're an ungrateful little pig, Benicula. You know that? You know that? Sent you to the best schools. Sent you to the best ballet classes, but now you're just a pig.
So Benicula. There's this whole thing where we're having this like joint bedtime reading. Nanny, not the way I go to sleep. So Nanny is like reading the story, or Igor is maybe reading the story. I don't remember.
Yeah,
and then someone brings up the idea of like monsters in the house, and Nanny starts flipping out.
Which, you're in a house full of monsters, lady. Get the fucking program.
Yeah, it's wacky, man. Mm. Turns out it's wacky.
So, but, and, like, she gets scared, and, like, the guy, Duckula wants a sandwich, and then Igor is going to go down and help him, but Nanny's afraid, and everyone's walking around. It's kind of spooky. The lightning strikes, because the other guy, Goosewing, is trying to create this Frankenstein thing. Lightning strikes a statue of Duckula, thus making a Duckula clone that is actually evil as opposed to Duckula himself.
Well, yeah, because that's so it's Agent Duckula and Mr. D.
I think it's like, who could care?
Sure.
I think it's a thing where it's another like relative of him or something like that is maybe the idea. Because there's like a long line of them, the thing.
Oh, yeah, it was like Duckula with an X something behind it. So he's probably a different Duckula.
Yeah, so this thing's walking around.
Ducks live and die quicker than us humans.
That's true.
This thing's walking around like Mario in Mario 3, like turning into a statue for no reason. And it's just weird. And he's evil. And the whole thing that you can't really glean from this episode, I guess you kind of is like Igor's whole thing is he keeps trying to make Count Duckula actually evil and
kill the children, master.
Yeah, exactly. And he's always like foiled by Duckula just being like a man baby kind of a thing. So he's like rock fucking hard when this like Duckula doppelganger.
But like, wouldn't you be like, why are you a statue, Master Duckula?
I think it's because there's no lighting in this house.
Oh, that's
a
problem.
And it's really hard to see shit, and I don't think ducks can see at night very well. Because how else would you not notice that this is clearly a statue walking around and talking to you?
Well, Igor looks like he's been through some shit. I don't know if he's all there.
Oh, he was in the big one.
I mean,
really?
Oh, guaranteed.
Wow.
Yeah, at this point, he might have dementia. I mean, if he's that old a duck.
Duck dementia.
Duck dementia.
Oh, that means he would be the president of the United States.
Yeah, quit.
So yeah, this monster wakes up. It is very nebbishy. It's kind of just like an old man.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
It just, yeah, it's kind of, it doesn't go anywhere either. Like, he's ineffectual in the episode, really.
Yeah, but he's just, because he's lost the whole time.
Yes.
In this huge castle, Duckula.
This whole episode was like listening to like a 93-year-old man in the retirement home talking nonsense.
Dude, this is catching a matinee at Lincoln Center. This is exactly what it is.
Just yammering on about nothing.
Endlessly. This robot's got his fucking bag of newspapers, his fucking ham sandwich that he made from home so he doesn't have to get fucking gouged at the concession stand. It's all there.
And he's definitely using the word gouged.
Yeah, guaranteed. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, it's just kind of weird. So, like, basically, Duckula, like, Igor keeps getting hard because, oh, you're gonna fucking kill. Oh, my God, you're gonna kill. And then, like, he goes to one Duckula and he says, I wanna fucking give me a spade because I'm gonna kill somebody.
Right.
And then the other one's like, oh, give me bread because I wanna make a sandwich. Mm. And he's like, which one is it? And he's like, all flabbergasted.
Yeah, it's a real Three's Company situation.
It is. Kind of. And then,
are we attacking North Korea or are we we're standing for the anthem?
All of them is true.
Oh, wait. Okay. Oh.
And it's
we're standing for North Korea's anthem, I think is the thing.
I have duck dementia. I don't tweet. I quack.
I'm on Quacker.
I was holding that one in. I just had to shove it in there.
Yeah, you want to get that joke in.
To shove it in there.
Did anybody else get the sandwich? I did.
Oh, when
all the ingredients. It's a real Garfield situation.
Is it a dogwood sandwich?
It's a tomato, cucumber, lettuce, brie, onion, gorgonzola, ketchup.
I need a meat on there, man.
Well, yeah. Duckula is a vegetarian, man.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
But he's almost there. All you need is a little bit of like Dijon mustard. Swipe the ketchup for Dijon mustard in a good spot.
Yeah, he shouldn't have the catsup, right? Isn't he part catsup?
That's true.
Is he like eating himself? Is this like cannibalism?
Yeah, it's duckubalism.
I'm not sure about the two soft cheeses.
Yeah, actually,
Cabin,
reel off those cheeses to me again.
That is a
gorgonzola.
There's a brie and a gorgonzola.
Oh, okay. Absolutely not. Yeah, absolutely, that's a big problem.
You keep the brie.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep the brie.
Brie. That's a sandwich bread.
Mm-hmm.
Gorgonzola. No, get that out.
It's a salad cheese.
Yeah, you crumble that up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bullshit.
The
bullshit
brie
cartoon
with the cucumber,
sandwich.
Cucumber, lettuce, tomato. I mean, it sounds all right.
Yeah. But Steve's got a point. That Dijon mustard, man, swap out that ketchup.
Definitely. That's the way to go. That's
also, how high is this duck that this is happening at fucking 4 o'clock in the morning? That's the thing. Because he was being read a bedtime tale, and now he needs this fucking monster sandwich, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think he's high as shit. Wouldn't you be high as shit? You live in a gigantic castle that can teleport between space and time. You live with a fucking obese nanny hen woman whose arm is constantly in a sling.
I think it's just implied at that point, right?
Well, the lore is that like blood makes them kind of high when they get like
Is that true? Is that part of the lore? Is that duck lore or vampire lore?
Vampire lore.
Is that right? You get high as a kite?
Well, that's part of, I mean, Chris, there's 500 different kinds of lores.
You get like a thrill.
He did the walking tour at the Vampire Hall of Fame. So
in New Orleans, it was beautiful. It was real beautiful.
There's a statue outside to Anne Rice. It's right next to a Confederate statue they haven't taken down.
I drank a bucket of Kool-Aid and vodka while doing it, which you drink in the street like crazy people.
I think we should tear down the statue of Anne Rice, by the way. If it exists, I don't know.
I don't know.
I found her Twitter account, and that thing needs to go down.
Oh, is that right?
Come on.
Yep.
And I mean, like, so Duckula's like just he meets his evil self, right?
Yeah.
And he gets really afraid of his evil self, and his evil self wants to kill him. There's like a mirror gag that goes on for like 14 minutes.
We're making the old Groucho Marx mirror gag reference here, which I'm sure the children ate up in 1980. You know what's an annoying thing that even growing up I never liked is the running commentary of the bats and the clock.
Oh, right. Every so often they come out and do like a really hacky joke and leave.
Is that every episode?
They are always there. Oh, and
man, I
dodged the laugh track?
A laugh track.
Just for them.
Yes.
Yeah, just for them. Not for the rest of the show, just for these hilarious bats in a clock.
I always hate like the extra. I mean, like the Muppet Show could do it. You know what I mean? The Muppet Show could make it work.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. One of those jokes with the laugh track, by the way, was like anyone who's going to therapy ought to get his head examined.
Yeah.
Laugh track.
Insert laugh track.
Like,
that's a good message for kids.
How is that even a joke?
Well, it's like, oh, you get your head shrunk, right, by some fucking lunatic. It's like, what?
Talk about a quack. I don't know how they didn't do that.
Oh, by the way, I will now, thinking about the duck pun just got me to think about something. I'll defend the Groucho Marx bit now because it was from Duck Soup.
Oh,
you're right. You're totally right.
There's layers.
You're fucking thinking
like
on two feet.
Stinky sandwich of cartoons.
So the robot Frankenstein is looking for aspirin.
Oh, he's got a headache.
That's the big thing. He keeps on asking everybody for fucking aspirin.
Because it hurts to live.
He does say that his head is made from the bottom of a garbage can.
Trash can. He has a trash can mouth, he says.
So do you.
Yes. Trash comes out of it all the time. Garbage and shit.
People at home don't know this, but whenever Chris Cabin opens his mouth, I can see What is that fucking Muppet? Groucho?
No, Groucho.
Oscar the Grouch.
Oscar the Grouch.
Sorry, that would have been way
Groucho
funnier.
Groucho Marx comes out of my mouth. It's like an alien thing.
I don't know how I ever got into this, Chris Cabin.
Hey there, boys. Still doing this podcast, eh?
Get back in there. Come on.
So another
Chris
dumb...
Cabin in my pajamas.
I said get back in.
I don't know how I got a...
another dumb thing that happens in this episode is Nanny is like... petrified of like a monster or whatever, and she goes all the way up to this like attic that nobody knows exists and finds Von Goosewing's laboratory.
I think she has a heart attack on this bed, man. She is out because Goosewing can't even make it up these stairs. Goosewing's like 1001, 1002, and yes. Like he finally makes up the stairs and he's all out of breath. Nanny made that journey and then like she's totally out for the count.
Well, I think it's a thing, dude, where she's got fucking sleep apnea.
Oh,
and it cuts off her breathing and she just fucking has a heart attack and dies.
And that, Eric, it is a journey. It's like a quarter of this episode is him walking up these fucking stairs.
Yeah, he's like 200,
sweating.
400.
There should be Sherpas.
Open him up.
When he gets to the top, he finds Nanny sleeping and he's like, oh, wow, like my monster has come to life. And he like pulls the cover off and sees that it's Nanny. And he's like, this experiment has turned my monster into this disgusting creature.
Man, fucking poor Nanny. You know, she works 50 hours a week at this duck castle.
She fucking busts her beak, dude.
She's always on call.
She's always on call. She could have taken a sick day. She got a broken arm.
She's got to sit through all these scary stories. It's a lot. It weighs on a young woman.
So like at some point she meets up with Count Duckula again and he's freaking out because he knows that there's like a monster that's here and whatnot.
I do think this episode tries to do a Three's Company, we're all talking about different things gag.
Yeah.
And it doesn't pull it off very well because it's a cartoon for dumb babies.
Well, so is Three's Company.
Yeah, that's true. Those do not hold up.
Nah.
You know what, everybody at Three's Company, let's just... Hey, Jack. Shut up. Tell me exactly what you're talking about. No.
Yeah.
No pronouns. Tell me exactly who you're talking about, and I will tell you exactly who I'm talking about.
Exactly.
And we're going to get out of this kitchen, and everything's going to be fucking fine.
No.
How about you go to hell?
The evil Count Duckula tries to kill Von Goosewing at one point.
Yes.
Which is great.
I would like that to happen.
That would be pretty awesome, man.
Was there ever a DuckTales crossover? Probably not. It's not Disney.
No, I don't think so.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
It was a real bummer.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, come on. Get the Scrooge versus Count Duckula. That's what everybody wanted to see.
It.
Yeah,
I
that's
what
you
want. It.
That's what you totally want.
Well, he probably sends his nephew over there because, like, he has treasure over here that he has to get shipped back.
Right, yeah. He would, like, Scrooge McDuck would raid Castle Duckula to, like, steal all the treasure with
and then he would buy the property and fucking tear it down and build a bunch of Scrooge McDuck condos there.
Yes. And it would be like poor construction.
Oh, totally. Oh, it would be awful.
This place is old. You need to make it new, Uncle Scrooge. This is boring. Look at this fucking shit here. It should be hourglass walls.
He gets like Launchpad McQuack to be the contractor. He's like, geez, I don't know anything about this.
Hey, Mr. McD, why don't I just fly one of my planes right into the side of this castle?
It seems older than America, Uncle Mr. McD.
Man, that would be like a DuckTales 9/11.
Yeah, that's right, a Duck 11. Dude.
Yeah, Launchpad hitting those towers.
I'm going to take a shit in the fucking foyer. Try selling it now. I'm going to take a little duck shit right here.
Well, that's what would happen. The duck, Falcon Count Duckula would stop his not killing ways. Like, well, I have to kill this.
I got to kill this kid. I got to kill this kid right now.
I'm not even going to drink his blood. I want to just fucking hit him with a shovel.
I'm not going to turn him. Yeah, I'm just going to beat him to death. It's got nothing to do with being a vampire. I'm just going to murder this privileged child.
At the very least, you have to devil's backbone him. Like a nice rock and be done with it.
This fucking duck has a severe case of affluenza, and I'm going to put him down. I'm going to put this duck right down. Exactly. Rock to the skull. Mm-hmm. Now he's a ghost. Now he's a ghost in this Castle Duckula.
And you can add him to this cast, this cast of characters that I don't care about.
Then back on DuckTales, it's only two nephews. You know what?
Why not? There were too many. Come on, right? There were too many. Huey and Louie,
and Huey and Louie would fucking learn something from that.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Grow up a little bit.
Oh my God, Huey, we better mend our shitty ways. I'm gonna give money to charity now.
I'm gonna be a Protestant.
Hey, Huey, let's have Puerto Rico. Oh,
man, they wouldn't.
They would go kill a bunch of lions instead.
They would go on Twitter and defend their fucking racist duck uncle after he got into a feud with somebody that actually does work for a living.
So one thing that makes your 20-minute cartoon very exciting is having a character get stuck in a hole for most of the episode.
Yeah.
Come on, Igor, man. You're like the fucking second build character.
But that's another situation, man. This guy's working. He's 97 years old. Let this man retire.
Well, yeah, did nobody get tipped off the fact that when Bad Duckula is like, hey, let's kill people, he's like, yeah. Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's go do it. Come on.
That's what's fucked up, though.
He wants to go out in a blaze of glory, you think?
He's just like, oh, master, I never thought this day would come. Let's go a-killing.
It's pretty fucking twisted.
And he's hard as a rock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
His little duck penis is hard
ready
as a rock.
Ready to go.
Or he's like a bald eagle.
Something. He's not a duck, I think. His beak is all fucked up.
Yeah.
I kind of like the character design on all this. It does look like they could interact with DuckTales. Yeah. Let's skip it a beat. Yeah.
They could.
Yeah.
Yeah. License that for that news show. Get Count Duckula in that.
No, they still haven't forgiven the colonies. Not gonna happen.
That new show continues to be awesome.
It is really, it is surprisingly.
I'm
good.
Up to date with it, man, and I am fucking laughing my ass off.
Wow,
at all the episodes.
I haven't seen any of it yet.
I have not.
It's like it's not for babies. Like it's not baby shit. It's fucking legitimately hysterical.
Is it like hentai or something?
Yeah, yes. Dude.
There's like a duck squid who fucks everything.
Duck squid.
Huey, I got that girl pregnant. Better drive her off a bridge. Chop the queen duck.
Oh man, no, you.
You know what?
What?
That was good.
I thought we were looking for a Duck Grassi there.
Duck Grassi Junior High.
Look at all those Canadian geese.
Or Duck Drake. Yeah, Duck Drake.
Yeah, Drake would just be Drake, yeah.
Oh, wow, that's actually perfect. That's the least work you'd have to do.
Mm-hmm. Which we love here on We Hate Movies.
Lazy is lazy. So the statue duck like confronts Duckula and shit is about to go down. And Count Duckula himself is like, hey, nanny. We're fucked. We're so fucked right now. And she's like, oh, don't worry about it because the sun's going to come up. And this statue duck is murdered instantly by our star.
Yeah, it is. He gets Kristen Dunst, actually.
He does. It's
he
awesome.
He turns into a little statue and he blows away.
It's a little less funny here.
And you know what's weird, though? Nobody blinks.
Nobody cares.
It's like that thing has just fucking disintegrated before.
Well, Alec Baldwin in the first theme song sings like, they can die anytime, but they can come back. Don't worry, we're not talking about death.
Yeah.
That statue duck never came back.
Richie was out to sea when he found out that his statue great uncle was expired.
Richie attended the funeral. He wore his famous bandana.
Now here's Paul Simon. And whatever, man. So, like, the creature, they're like, oh, there's a dumb line where, like, Duckula's like, oh, thank God the sun came in there, nanny, because I was about to have to kick this duck's ass.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, sure you were, you fucking baby.
But actually, that would be a fun parody, like, you know, a little piece of art. A duck Royal Tenenbaums, because that kind of almost works out. Yeah. You got Scrooge as Royal.
Right.
You've got, you know, the bomber could be Huey, Louie, or Dewey. You know, the other one.
Any one of them.
Yeah, you can just switch those two brothers around. You get Webby Gale as the girl. Yeah, you're done, man.
It's all totally
Magica
right there.
Dispel is Angelica Houston at last.
Because yeah. that's what they were going for the whole time. They tried to get her for the movie, I bet.
Yes.
Is Danny Glover Glum Ghoul then?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, yeah, that would work.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
and Alec Baldwin here, and now I'm going to do my Donald Trump. Oh, wait, no, it's just this. Here's my Donald Trump. I'm the president, and I'm a farce.
Now I'm Donald Duck.
Yeah, oh, no, that's just this.
That's what it could be. Owen Wilson is definitely Donald Duck.
That's good. And you get like you get a Beagle Boy as Bill Murray. a Beagle Bill Murray.
Oh yeah, dude, Beagle Murray. It's all there.
You made a cuckold of me.
You fucking cuck, Bill Murray.
I'd like to thank you for raising our children, by the way.
Scrooge is dying.
That's pretty good.
Well, I'm half Jewish, but the children are three quarters Mick Catholic.
Yeah, it works so well.
Now, so that's a trick question. You don't have a middle name.
Now here's Paul Simon.
Oh, whatever, man. So, yeah, so Nanny is just like, well, the day was saved by you, Duckula. Definitely not the sun. Don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. At least there's no monsters. And then this thing breaks through the wall, again asking for aspirin, this one-note character.
And everybody runs away because they're all afraid of him.
It's all really dumb. And then there's some dumb, like, outro narration here where the guy is just like, have a good night out. He's doing like a bad like Vincent Price.
Yeah. And
he's like, have a good night out there, whatever you are. I was like, what the fuck do you mean by that? Whatever I am. Fuck you, narrator. Oh, how about that?
Oh, this is all about acceptance.
Oh, okay. Oh, shit, I see. Mm-hmm. The end credits are way better than the intro credits because they throw in like all sorts of weird imagery and
like
stuff.
Like slasher kind, not
like,
slasher,
like monster movie stuff. It's all very like, cool.
Note for note, I remembered this, and I hate this show. Again,
it was weird. I mean, like it's all on YouTube. The whole show is on YouTube. Mm-hmm. You can check it out in full. It's actually pretty good quality. It looks like a DVD rip on there. But it was one of those things. I have not watched this in fucking forever. And dude, those credits hit, and you're seeing that stuff again, and it was like, whoa, 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 whoa. Mm. It's a bummer that this episode doesn't have any of the house moving around stuff because that's really a weird choice for this show.
It's an odd choice for the studios.
But but they would do it all the time, and it's very bizarre. It just teleports places. They travel through time.
I would have preferred the Miyazaki. It's got legs that come up and like crank, 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 crank.
But there's much less cocaine involved in Studio Ghibli films, I believe is the unfortunate thing.
They're all smack.
It's just tons of PCP. Hayao Miyazaki loves PCP, dude.
Dude is fucking deranged.
Yeah, the wind rises, he rises.
Black dust with eyeballs, I know where that comes from.
Yeah, you had a fucking 45-minute conversation with one time.
Oh, a pig who flies, huh? Okay.
Was anybody embarrassed watching this?
Oh, deeply embarrassed. It wasn't for me. It's not one of the ones I grew up with, so I didn't have nostalgia attached to it. Yeah, didn't do it for me, but it was kind of fun. I do think the character design's a little bit neat. The voice acting's pretty good, I think. It's diverse and not super annoying, in my opinion, that's me.
It's nice for like four dudes that are doing
clearly
it all.
Just four people doing it.
Yeah,
I was not embarrassed. I actually felt vindicated. Like I was like, I fucking hated this when I was a kid, and I still fucking hate it. How fucking surprising! So yeah, I'm not embarrassed, but you know, it was nice to know that I was right.
There you go.
I mean, I just found it kind of boring, a little dull.
Yeah.
But yeah, the character design is nice, and I guess. That's all I got to say about that.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess unsurprising from my tone this entire episode, but I was not embarrassed. This was a nice trip down memory lane. I don't think it was like the best episode to exemplify like
what it is,
what the show is. But yeah, I don't know. I may kind of like venture back throughout the Halloween season and check out a couple more episodes. I think what I'll do, because guaranteed it's thorough as fuck, I was just looking at the character descriptions alone on Wikipedia.
Oh dear.
Just check through there, maybe find some of the better episodes to pinpoint on YouTube.
World War One, a little splotchy. The Duckula page, copious.
Oh, thorough as anything else.
Excellent scholarship on the Count Duckula page.
It's got Nanny's family tree.
That is Animation Damnation for the spooky month of October. Until next time, thank you so much for continuing to support the Patreon. I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadak.
Chris Cabin.
Eric Siska.
Take it easy.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
You know, it's Halloween. I guess everyone's entitled to one good scare, huh?
Sometimes. That is better.
Zombies have entered the building. They're at the door. They're coming in!
It is time to keep your appointment with the Wicker Man.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
These sick fucks, you've seen one too many movies.
Nah, Sid! Don't you blame the movies! Movies don't create psychos! Movies make psychos more creative!
Put the fucking lotion in the bag!
What an excellent day for an exorcism.